And here is your story P, Gabriella's Plan. I'm buying lunch, said Nina, meeting Gabriella at a nearby restaurant the next day for lunch. You tell me the plan. Well, it's simple, explained Gabriella. Females like shopping. They are not like males who always want a victory for themselves. They can't hide that. But as I see it, females will shop in both places if they are satisfied that they will succeed in something. But, asked Nina, won't they suspect that shopping both places will be a waste of time? No, no, answered Gabriella. The angle to this is that we get them to spend more time in this area, and I'm going to make this the birth of a new way to shop. How do you accomplish that? Judy and Michelle do it together. That will take some politics, said Nina, picking up her cup. Judy and Michelle have to defend their customers from each other. Not if they cleverly work together to keep more customers in this area for more time. Ah, you let them explore both stores, said Nina. But they probably do that anyway. Not if they already obtained something at one store, then they usually go home. So how do you proceed to lure them to the other store? Nina was becoming more interested. This time they will have plenty of reason to go to the other store because it might earn them money. Their brains would tell them they would be foolish not to. Earn by shopping? That would be a terrible shock to them, earning by shopping even more. Well, almost, laughed Gabriella. If they buy at one store, they will get a 25% off anything at the other store. Honestly, it's like a gift in their pocket. Not much risk there, said Nina, thinking. It's a quarter off the price if they do it. But do you think Judy and Michelle can work jointly on this? Let's put it this way, said Gabriella. Would Judy get severely sick if she became surrounded by customers? Wouldn't it be better than freezing out in the wet street with no roof over her head? That's right, Nina calmly thought for an instant, and then broke the silence. I think her business is sliding downhill, and she doesn't have a prayer in the universe. Her store chain is probably threatening to fire her soon if she doesn't deliver some sales. I think she will either bend to this or her job goes up in smoke. Okay, said Gabriella. When do we turn this plan loose? Tomorrow, said Nina. And these are your lesson P words. Accomplish. Angle. Bend. Birth. Brain. Calm. Chain. Clever. Cup. Defend. Deliver. Earn. Explore. Female. Fool. Freeze. Gift. Hide. Honest. Instant. Joint. Loose. Lure. Mail. Nearby. Obtain. Percent. Plenty. Pocket. Politics. Pray. probably, proceed, quarter, restaurant, risk, roof, sale, satisfy, severe, shock, sick, silence, slide, smoke, succeed, surround, suspect, terrible, threaten, tomorrow, universe, victory, waste, wet. And those are your words for Lesson P. Thank you.